No, I know.
I think
So
you said that.
again, for just to let's just summarize it. We talk about grade and scale in the mining industry, and that's something that we've demonstrated at our Las Coloradas project. Again, I'm not going to get into a whole bunch of detail. Our adage was the best place to find a mine is where there was one, and we happened to identify an area that was fragmented. We put it together. We then went with our theory and said, okay, let's build out on the old mine. We had a 3,000 meter program. We drilled 12 holes. I'm going to tell you our success rate was 12 for 12. We not only identified new areas of interest through that drilling, because again, an example would be we drilled a hole here and we drilled a hole 1.2 kilometers away on a separate structure, and both those holes hit. So that's telling us that we do have scale and we do have grade. So, if you want to talk about, value from a shareholder point of view, and you touched on it briefly, we have 33 million shares outstanding. We have 17, just shy of $17 million in cash.
You got to
And we
work
know
this.
that typically, when you I say this, you drill a hole, whether any junior, and you get significant results, it typically is reacted in your share price. I mean, our market cap, Andy, is $50 million. In comparison to the companies that surround me, the ones I mentioned, yes, they're in production and everything like, we're tiny. We're tiny.
From a market cap perspective, yes.
Could we get a resource there this year, or be well on our way to a resource? Potentially we could, but we're explorationists. That's what we love to do. It comes down to treasure hunting, Andy, and that's,
Well, you got the spot to treasure hunt. Scott Emerson, Kingsman Resources, good afternoon to you, my friend. It's really good to see you, man.
Good to see you, Andy. Thanks for having me on. And I should say, hola.
Hola. Well, it's always, I will have you on anytime. And to all my viewers and listeners, just full disclosure, I am an investor. I have bids in to buy more stock. Just so you know, if it runs away from me, that's fine. But also, there's been a pullback that we'll get into, Scott. That I'm more than fine with because I'm buying more. I hate to buy on strength. I love stuff to come to me. Good projects come to me. Second full disclosure, Kingsman Resources is a sponsor of NaturalResourceStocks.net. So just full disclosure on everything. We always want to be on the up and up. So Scott, I saw you at PDAC. And that was just really good to see you in person. And we spent a couple of, well, an hour or two together, getting to walk, meet some of your friends and just meeting you. And now, just tell me about that, really. And it was, I guess what I want to talk about is just really the general shift in the market, really positive energy, really. I mean, that's what I found at PDAC. Tell me about that.
I would say, Andy, extremely positive at PDAC. And for those watchers and listeners that don't know what PDAC is, it's the Prospectors and Developers Association of Canada's biggest event. And I'm going to say it's probably the biggest mining show in North America, probably the world,
100%. I would say agree with you.
that occurs. So I just put that out there because, to put it in perspective, there was 37,000 people there, they say, this year over that 5-day period. And that includes, not only companies, but it includes speakers, talks, developmental courses for engineers and geologists. So it's really all of us that get together. And for some of us, it's the one time every 12 months that we're all in the same place. So it's a bit chaotic, as you said. The energy is really good. You have not only, again, companies, you have all the suppliers there. So all the drill contractors are there, all of the people that, do everything in the mining industry, they're there. So that puts it into perspective, I guess, as to how big it is and how many people there are. And as you said, the whole feeling was very upbeat, very positive. Obviously, we've got commodities markets in our favor. But you also had countries that were there. Mexico was there. They had a contingency. So we haven't seen, Mexico, Argentina, Peru, Bolivia. They had all brought contingencies there from their own
I saw
countries.
Ireland there, which was nuts,
Yes.
you know?
Yeah, Ireland, the Yukon,
Right.
just everybody. But I think to your point again, the positive energy, there was a lot of questions that were being asked, and something, that I think when we first met yourself and we talked, and you were like, Scott, what about the safety in Mexico? Because that was on the, it's nothing that I'm going to shy away from, because there were some things that happened in Mexico the prior week before PDAC, because I personally was in Mexico. I was in the field for
Yeah.
the week.
And
And
just let me interrupt you, Scott, just so everybody knows, I'm actually in Mexico right now. And I want to talk about that. Yeah, but go ahead, Scott. Tell me your thoughts.
so, the top of the thing was, oh, is it safe? And I had just returned from Mexico, and again, I want to tell your watchers and listeners and viewers, I guess, those occurrences were very in very localized areas. We happened not to be in Sinaloa. We happened to be in the state of Chihuahua, which I think everybody knows. So there was really no impact where we are, and I don't want to go on about it, but the cartels are just like organized crime. They're everywhere. I'm not going to tell you that they're not in Chihuahua, because they probably are in Chihuahua. We're just in a very dry, arid area. There's no trees growing, there's nothing other than mining. Whereas, Mazatlan, Puerto Vallarta, those are different areas, and they're used for different reasons. So I just throw it out there, because it was a question that I was asked, repeatedly throughout the course of PDAC. So I just wanted to put it out there that it is safe. That occurrence had localized within 3 days. It was cleaned up, and it's business as normal in those areas.
Yeah, about that. I mean, I'll just tell me all my own experience. And I'm in Mexico right now. I'm probably, I don't know, 1500, 2000 miles away from you. I'm on the other side. But number one, it's beautiful. Number two, I'm on the east coast of the US, and so I go to the southeastern part of Mexico when I come, and it's to me it feels like I'm in Florida. It's meaning the safety part. It's literally like I'm in South Florida. And then the lastly, what just sticks out to me, Scott, and you can attest to this, is the people. The people are probably the most wonderful people I've ever met. And I'm sure that they're working on your project. I mean, these are just salt of the earth, joyous, wonderful people.
They're hardworking people, Andy. A lot of them, have not been given the royal treatment in terms of how they were brought up and where they live and things like that. So yes, I would
No,
agree
they
100%.
haven't, but they give it to me, and
Right.
I'm grateful and humbled by that.
They're happy to share.
They're happy to share.
And that's something that I think I mentioned to you, having worked in the industry for so long, and worked in Argentina, Chile, Indonesia. Mexico is right next door. We can be on our project. I can leave today, and I can be on the project tonight. There's something said for that in the mining space, because it's proximity, it's access, it's all of those things. And that's one thing that attracted us Kingsmen to Mexico. It doesn't hurt that it's the number one silver producer in the world too, but as an explorationist, that's a dream, right? That's where you want to be. So just touching on that, I would agree with everything that you said, and I'm happy you're there, and I'm happy you're enjoying it, because I was saying to people that I couldn't ask my team, everybody that's surrounding me to go someplace that I wouldn't go myself.
Right.
You
Yeah.
know, so I was there, I was underground, we opened up and all that it that I was able to get into. We're spotting all of our holes for the upcoming drill program right now. They're currently being cleared.
Yeah,
So
talk to me. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about, and I'm interrupting you, but let's talk about the plan, what you got coming. But also, let's recap a little. And this is two things, Scott, and to all my viewers and listeners, two things, Scott, that stand out. Number one is you. I'm betting on
thank you.
Scott Emerson. And I say that not lightly, just getting to know you. This is a good guy, everybody. This is a good guy. But it's not just me saying that. I look at, which I want to get to in a minute, your share structure is so tight in the best ways. You're looking out, you look out for your shareholders. That's what it
Because
says.
I
Because
am
you are one. You are one, but yeah, and
I'm a big one.
we've talked off the record too, and it's always about your investors. So I just admire that. And that's not a I don't say that lightly, especially in the industry that we participate in. That's number one. But before we go to the plan here, I want to recap. This is the deal, because the rocks are the rocks. You guys are sitting on
Correct.
what we think a lot of rocks. Give me a quick recap what you guys are sitting on and what I believe you're sitting on. And I laughed at you. I did not laugh at you. You just had my jaw on the
No,
floor
I know.
when you said
So
that.
again, for just to let's just summarize it. We talk about grade and scale in the mining industry, and that's something that we've demonstrated at our Los Colorados project. Again, I'm not going to get into a whole bunch of detail. Our adage was the best place to find a mine is where there was one, and we happened to identify an area that was fragmented. We put it together. We then went with our theory and said, okay, let's build out on the old mine. We had a 3,000 meter program. We drilled 12 holes. I'm going to tell you our success rate was 12 for 12. We not only identified new areas of interest through that drilling, because again, an example would be we drilled a hole here and we drilled a hole 1.2 kilometers away on a separate structure, and both those holes hit. So that's telling us that that we do have scale and we do have grade. So that's it in a nutshell, Andy. And we've replicated that at our Amaloya project, which has two past producing mines on it. But again, it's different looking in the sense that it's in the same district, but it's predominantly gold as opposed to silver, whereas Los Colorados is all silver. Again, our grades were anywhere from 300 grams up to with 1100 grams silver equivalent, over like 3 meters. So we're getting what the old timers were getting. So that gives us a great deal of confidence that obviously this can be something a lot bigger. So that summarizes, I think, the two projects. We're explorationists. When we met, I told you that's what we're really good at. I don't want to build a mine. I think the district that we're in, we're surrounded by producers. In
Who's around
fact,
you, Scott? Who's around you?
so GoGold, I'm going to talk about GoGold because they operate a tailings facility where they produce the old tailings from the La Prieta mine, which is 20 kilometers away from us.
Yeah.
They've sunk the CapEx. They've built a beautiful facility. They're at some point going to run out of feed. They're going to need something. They can't pack it up and move it. It's there. It's fully permitted. They employ just a little over 200 people out of the Parral area. They're significant, and we're 30 kilometers from them. So when I talk about an exit strategy, that's one. But then we've got others: Los Gatos, which is First Majestic, which is Keith Neumeyer. He's 90 kilometers away. You've got SilverCo, which is bringing the Cusi mine into production. You've got Kootenay, which is doing a PEA on their project. You got Discovery Silver. These are all within our area. And they're all potential suitors. As long as we can identify and find what we're looking for, and we can find enough of it, and we get the grade, which we're getting, I would think someone is going to come and wanting to look at us. And I don't want to get ahead of myself. Obviously, that's the dream of every junior company. But that's one that I'm focused on, and that's why our projects are all, within 30 kilometers. So for your US listeners, we're talking 18 miles of one another, so that we can systematically do work on both. So when you ask me, that's the summary, Andy. Where are we going? We
Well, that and again, I can't reiterate enough. I say this as an investor. This is me speaking. You're sitting on a lot of metal. That's what it's looking at, and what you're doing drilling is proving that. And when you sit on that much metal with all these players around you, things get interesting. I'll just leave it at that.
Well, because our motto again is the drill bit drives value, and
I
if we
steal that from you, by the way. I've stolen that many
want,
times. So.
okay, so if you want to talk about value from a shareholder point of view, and you touched on it briefly, we have 33 million shares outstanding. We have 17, just shy of $17 million in cash,
You got to
and we
work
know
that.
that. Typically, when I say this, you drill a hole, whether any junior, and you get significant results, it typically is reacted in your share price. I mean, our market cap, Andy, is $50 million. In comparison to the companies that surround me, the ones I mentioned, yes, they're in production and everything like, we're tiny. We're tiny.
From a market cap perspective, yes.
Yeah, we're tiny, so I think there's a lot of growth there, and that's where the patient shareholders get rewarded, and I'm not gonna carry on this conversation without mentioning the elephant in the room, which is we did a financing when silver was a dollar or $120. We did a $2.25 financing institutionally, and that was a new experience for me. At that point, because while there was very little dilution for us as shareholders, immediate shareholders, because 4.8 million shares isn't a lot, I didn't understand the dynamics of what a warrant bank is and these institutions that play that game where they want to hold your warrant, but they don't want to hold your stock. But the company got the money. So, it's a trade-off, and I think we're experiencing some of that right now because the stock's trading at $1.50 Canadian. Well, it was only 3 weeks ago that I closed it at $2.25. Now, silver has traced back, and we've seen silver go down, but now we're seeing it rebound again. We're close to $90 again. So, I've been telling shareholders, because I talk to all my shareholders that want to talk to me, it mining is a patience game, and if you can look at it with that, the big reward is always at the end. So as a company, we're fully cashed up. We are going to drill both Las Coloradas and Amaloya this year. So that's the only thing we're going to really do is to drill. And
So about all that, everything that you just said, full disclosure to all my viewers and listeners that I have a great relationship with. I bought before the financing, and I see this, and I do not, this is not investment advice, and I don't speak for Scott. I see this as a great opportunity. I've just put in bids for more. I love stuff to come to me. And I love stuff cheap, and I see that I love the project. I love Scott. It just, this is a gift, how I see it. So,
It's been 3 years of a labor of love, as they say, for me, because I had a strategy going in, and that was, we've gone over it, Andy, a project that no junior had ever held. Okay, check, in a good jurisdiction, check. So I had a checklist, and yes, it took a year. Stock, was 35 cents. A lot of people that I had told the story to were, like, oh, well, come back to us when you get it all assembled. And during that whole time, that was myself and my family. That was our money putting it together, because I had this vision. I never imagined silver doing what it did. I'd like to tell you I did. Oh, I knew that was going to happen. Man, I don't think any of us knew that. So again, for everyone, it's just, There's value add that's happened over the course of those 3 years. We're now at that point where we're drilling very focused in a focused area. Believe me, we get a lot of opportunities. Oh, Scott, look at this. Scott, look at this. Whether it's in Mexico or whether it's in Chile or Peru or Canada. My thing
Stay focused on where
is
you're at.
stick with what you know, stay focused, and drill it out.
Yeah.
And that's what we're gonna do.
So that's really the plan. Walk me through that for the rest of the next couple of quarters. The plan is really to drill it out. Tell me about it.
So what we're going to do is, and I use this as a simple way to look at it, Andy. We drilled within a 1 mile wide and a 2 mile long rectangle.
Yeah.
That consisted of the old mine, the two structures that follow the old mine. We poked holes, not every 50 meters. We poked holes, as I mentioned earlier, one here and one you can't see, but way over here. And what our plan now is, based on that success, we're going to go back to, this hole, and we're going to drill on 50 meters of either side of that hole. And we're going to go deeper because logic says, well, what's the vein doing? So
Right.
that's our initial plan of attack, so to speak. So we're going to do that on all those holes that I talked about where we had success. That's what we're going to do first. Secondly, we have targets that were identified through IP that we did a year ago that we never have drilled. We've mapped them, we've surface sampled them, but we've never drilled them. And one in particular, which is called the Saddle Target. And the Saddle Target is 3 miles from Las Coloradas. So think of it on the corner of our claims. And that was a target that was identified by a gentleman by the name of Larry Buchanan, which is world renowned. Coeur at the time held that piece of ground. They never drilled it. They were there for 7 years. So think of the work that they had done that I acquired. But that was between 2 meg highs and the La Prieta mine that I mentioned, where GoldGold produces the tailings from, sits on a meg high. So there's a big target sitting there. And we're going to be drilling that this year as well. So again, just to put it in, we're going to focus on where we've drilled, where the success has come, but then we're going to start to poke holes in these other targets that we've identified that have never been drilled.
Yeah,
So
and that's
that's
coming right
on
now. That's on deck.
that that's coming. And secondly, we've got the Amaloya project, which again has two past producing mines. But what's interesting at Amaloya is, for your viewers and listeners, a company, Hemlo, and I may be repeating myself, Andy, I apologize, but Hemlo had a small portion. So there was Hemlo, Kennecott, Grupo de Mexico, Teck was in there, but no one company controlled the entire area. And that's when I talked to them at PDAC and say, well, can you give me some history? Like, why'd you guys leave?
The great
A lot
break.
of them will say, look, we didn't, we left because we could never get scale. We couldn't get something that was big enough. But what's interesting there is Hemlo drilled 7 holes. They were RC, meaning reverse circulation holes. So for everybody, it comes up in broken, fragmented pieces. They drilled to a depth of 50 meters. They had recovery of like 10 grams of gold over 6 meters, 8 grams of gold over 3. Significant, what we would call in this day right now, very significant results. So literally, we're going to walk back into where they were, and we're going to drill holes 150 meters deep. Because they've identified the structure, we've traced it for 1.5 kilometers. Why wouldn't we step back into their shoes, do HQ, so we're getting the real core, and that's a start for us. So back of the envelope, and I don't know if I should, back of the envelope, Andy, I'm going to tell you we've got, 89,000 ounces there right now.
I'm not
So
laughing at you, Scott.
could we get a resource there this year, or be well on our way to a resource? Potentially we could, but we're explorationists. That's what we love to do. It comes down to treasure hunting, Andy, and that's,
Well, you got the spot to treasure hunt. That's what I'll
we've got the
say.
sandbox.
Yeah, you
We're in
got
the
the spot.
sandbox, and we're kids,
You're
and
on the fairway. You're up to You're on the fairway, is what you are.
I can't talk enough, going back to Mexico and the people that we're with there. They all have the same vision that I have, and that's why I think it's important to everyone to know that, I'm there. I go there. I think it's important they see me there. I would never ask you to go someplace that I wouldn't go myself. I'd love, I had a mentor once that told me, Scott, you never find a mind sitting behind a computer.
You got to go.
You gotta
Speaking of
go.
which, you offered it off camera, a trip maybe. I would like maybe to take you up on that when you're there sometime this year.
Yep, it's going to be in May.
In May? All right.
In May. Yeah, we'll have the drill rigs turning, and we'll get you boots on the ground. Just well, you can't really see it. You can't really see it that well, but hang on. This is probably a first for everybody on camera, but just so when we say we walk the ground and whatnot, and I don't know how good this is because you really have to see it in person.
Yeah, look at that. It's just right there.
This is spectacular. I'm going to tell you, it probably weighs, because in mining, Andy, and you probably know this, but maybe for your viewers and listeners, they don't know this. This is all about, you can get rocks this size, but then you have to say, well, how heavy is it? This weighs, I'm not exaggerating, I can pull out a scale here, probably 8 pounds. It's
That
full of silver, lead, zinc.
is
That's
dense.
what gives it its weight. So I often say to people, I'll bring two rocks. And yes, it's kind of shiny and glittery, there's glitter and whatnot, but you can bring two rocks. But right away, when you pick them, you can tell, well, holy, this is like so much heavier. And it's not that big of a sample. Anyway, unusual conversation probably to have on camera,
No,
but
that's great. Seen is
It's
believing.
something that that speaks to you, because
No.
you can bring back lots of rocks or whatever, but in this case, I was at our DBD zone, which is drill baby drill. That's what it stands for. But this was there, and I was just like, I'm taking that home with me, and that's the last thing that my wife wants to see me bring home, more rocks. But that's what I do. I go, they speak to me, and hopefully we can say, I showed you this,
No,
in
that'd
the
be
future.
awesome. Well,
So
Scott, you love the drill bits are turning or going to be turning.
they're going to be turning. You're going to see some news, some company news. I would suspect here in the next week to 10 days, because again, I don't like to get ahead of myself. I would much rather tell you and shareholders. I can say, oh, the drill pads are being constructed and all, which they are, but when the actual drill turns, there'll be news, probably bef a little bit before and a little bit after that. Yeah, so that's what you can look forward
Well, we'll get
to.
you on. We'll get you on here in the next couple of weeks to get an update. Scott,
Yeah.
people want to do more due diligence about you. How do they find you? What exchanges are you traded on, and what are your tickers?
So we're traded on the TSX Venture Exchange, which is a good place. We're also traded on the OTCQB, which also you can go to the OTC website, and they have all of our news and information there. And then, of course, our website. We are on social media. I try to do my best with respect to, Instagram, LinkedIn, and this, Andy. It's tough juggling all those pieces. And I say this because I'm looking for, I guess, for some relief, but we're a small company. There's There's four of us. You can go to our financials on SEDAR. You can look. I mean, we don't have a huge overhead burn. I tend to like to work, you know, when you have a dedicated group of individuals, I can't say enough about it because we all work. We all have our lanes that we're in, and it works. And that's how I plan to build this company. It is just like that. I've got a supportive group of individuals on the board, very qualified, that you know that I will talk to. But we're all very focused, and we all have that drive, and that's a discovery.
What's your website? Say that again.
Sorry, it's kingsmanresources.com, and I also failed to mention we're also listed on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange, which is TUY. So I think, you know, we're blue skied, you know, all that legwork, because that's my background, you know, has been done prior to us even going on the path or on the journey that we're on right now. So we're in good shape, and I look forward to sharing more. And I'm glad, Andy, you had me on after PDAC, because like I said, the question around Mexico and safety and whatnot is on the tip of everybody's tongue because of what, you know, the unfortunate events that have occurred there. But you know, it'll get figured out. Like everywhere in the world, it gets figured out.
It gets figured out. And I'm in Mexico right now to all my viewers and listeners. Scott, I'm going to put all of this and your ticker symbols in the show notes for people that want to buy you or start doing more due diligence. I would recommend that. Start doing a lot more due diligence.
Yeah,
Things may not be
and
what
reach
otherwise.
out.
And reach
You know,
out.
Andy, I
Scott's
always say
very
to you, the most
responsive.
the most important thing are your shareholders, or you know, questions. To me, that's how we get to where we are, a group of really supportive people that believe in the vision. So again, they can call, they can email, anything like that. I
You're
spend a
very
lot of
responsive.
time doing that. Okay.
All right. Thanks so
Well,
much
I'm
for watching.
jealous. Enjoy Mexico if you can. Wear sunscreen
Yeah,
or
we'll
a
do.
hat.
Yeah, right. All right, Scott. We'll see you soon.
Okay.
We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Andy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.